We're back from recess. Donna has provided us with 137.390 from Missouri Revised Statutes, which read, after the assessor's book shall be corrected and adjusted according to law, but not later than September 20th of each year, or in the case of any city not within a county, or counties with a charter form of county government, not later than October 1st, the county commission shall ascertain the sum necessary to be raised for county purposes and fix the rate of taxes on the several subjects of taxation so as to raise the required sum, and the same shall be entered in the proper columns in the tax book.
Question would be, Donna stated that the law had changed. Who introduced the bill that would change the restraints upon taxpayers to pay?
Can I see your hearing notice
a
there?
Levy.
I don't know what that is.
On something that had been provided through the sales tax process for all these years.
If you're asking that question to me, I don't have the answer, Thomas.
Is it 10 cents on every $100 assessed?
Yep.
Roughly 11.8, I guess.
Yes.
What's the...
It would generate $1,176,790.
What is the average, what are they saying the average individual is as far as assessed value?
I've calculated that. I know we have about 44,000 parcels, but some are $1 million and some are much less, so I would have no idea. I will say that the state auditor commented on the fact that we had multiple sales tax and that many, many counties across the state would be thrilled to death to have the amount of revenue that we have here in Cheney County.
But with that, we have the expenses of counties that have a population of quite a bit more people, too.
Half a million.
I mean, I agree with you, Donna, but...
That's what... I think is missed in the whole situation. And when you make a statement like that, whenever the state auditor says that we have a sales tax revenue much more than anybody else, and that those counties do not have to provide for half a million citizens over 8 or 9 months of the year.
Every day.
Services every day. And so I can't understand that. Maybe I'm a little bit... too conservative as far as my thought process, but why would you try to fix something that was working? Why would you try to complicate something that wasn't complicated?
Are you talking about the process?
I'm talking about the law in itself. Why would you do that whenever, I guess the same reason that they would want to take monies from schools
They passed a piece of legislation, obviously, with a complete instruction that impacted all the counties in the state of Missouri and perhaps the cities.
do this, but I want to investigate and see when it changed and what, who sponsored it and who voted for it. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. As I sit on the school board, and we set it every year according to revenues that were available, we set our levy, and we could not exceed a certain...
That's the tax rate ceiling that we're talking about.
Right.
That's the tax rate ceiling that's calculated by the state auditor's office.
But we could do that every year according to your revenue stream.
Yes, but you weren't rolling it back to zero. Were you doing a voluntary reduction on those school boats?
Schools don't roll theirs back to zero.
We don't
roll it back to zero, but we roll it back to whatever the number is. If there's extended growth and you can cover your expenses,
right,
then you roll your levy back.
And then the next year, your levy ceiling should be at whatever you set it at in the even year.
I didn't know that, but it wasn't then. That's been...
In the old days, it wasn't that way, but it did change.
Robert has a properly placed within the newspaper legal notice for public hearing, and we've done that and established it for today. I just stepped in the back of the room and I asked two members of the media if in fact if we want to further this, we could establish another public hearing a week from now or the following Thursday. 2 Mondays from now would be too late, right, Donna?
Well, we have to have it published in the newspaper 7 days before the hearing.
Before the second hearing?
It says public hearings.
Okay, here's what I'm going to state, Don. We don't have to have another public hearing. We can place our vote then.
That's true.
To do that. It's not a public hearing. We've met our legal obligation.
You're right.
To have a public hearing.
You're right.
So we can set...
It's already been posted?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one that... Well,
that's a good point, Danny.
Well, I didn't
know. Don't know, you're exactly right.
So we can establish another date to vote on it, the levy, not to have a public hearing.
My proposal would be to still allow any comment, if there were any comment.
A week from today, that's fine.
Whatever, if they can run it. And Donna did that. She complied with what the law said. Actually, I had asked for Ron to hurry up and put something in the paper, which we did prior to Donna pointing out to me that the assessed valuation had to be included. So she has properly run the notice for us. And then again, you may want to establish a rate and roll it back today. If you choose to do that, that's up to you. But
I'd like to further think about these government mandates that we're having to cover and this 911 that we're having to cover, and then the other services that have to be cut because of those financial obligations to 911 or to the mandates.
Pardon? If we can run it, will you find out if we can run it this Wednesday? We can? Okay.
We can, but we don't have. So Donna, you need to send it over.
Well, here's my reasoning. If in fact,
I can make a copy of it, give it to you.
If she can fax it over to Whitney, we can run it.
My suggestion, guys, if in fact we make this decision, would be to reschedule or to schedule another meeting to discuss the levy. We've had the public hearing today. Let the record show that no members of the public have produced themselves so that they would have comments, but I would still suggest that if we have comments after having another meeting regarding this, that we take those comments from the public, but that's entirely up to this commission. Can we, in fact, schedule another meeting for next Monday? Would you guys agree to that?
Let's do it Thursday, because I won't be here Monday.
You won't be here next Monday?
The next Thursday's fine. It'll reach our obligation.
At what time?
9 o'clock has to be fine.
Let's see. I think.
Are we going to be gone to?
I guess till next month this year. I think it's in October this year.
So it's September 18th? Is that what we're looking at? Next Monday would be the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th.
If Thursday's the 18th, so what time do you want that?
How about 9 a.m.?
Okay.
And if you would, in fact, give that to both papers and if you would let Mr. Schofield know, we would like him to be involved in that conversation if his schedule allows. If not, anytime he would like to meet with me prior to that, I'd be delighted to meet with him.
And should I put that the public will? Should I put it as a public hearing, just like this one?
We can.
That they can be heard.
I think that the same notice that she ran works fine. That the public will be invited to give comments.
That's fine.
Is that all right, Brandon? Let's do it the same way. Gentlemen, do you have, while Donna's here, do you have comments about what she's produced? And let me state that, again, you worked with Pam Tillery. She was one of the ladies that oversaw the audit for Kane County. And with, I forgot the other lady's name.
Becky Webb.
Yeah, Becky Webb.
Problem with asking her to produce the information, and she has. Is that what you're asking? I mean,
no. My thoughts were, when you go through this, if you have any questions, we need to ask those of Donna while she's here right now, preferably. I think that since she and the state auditor's office have concurred, and that we have followed the advice of the state auditors at reaching this point. Brandon, question?
Nope.
Danny? Donna, thank you.
Okay.
Very much. And thank you all for your help in this. I appreciate that very much. Gentlemen, we have a septic tank out pump discussion.
That's 11.
Oh, it's scheduled for 11? Let's stand in recess till 11.